Hello and welcome to the monthly Vibe Club call, and welcome everyone. And I'm so glad that we're all here together today. And right away from the top of our call, that congratulate you, because all of you are doing something very deliberate today. And we're all about being deliberate creators, because you deliberately made the time today and here today to put focus into the work, to put the focus into you. So I'm giving you a big round of applause. Let's all say yay! And you know, it really is about this conscious, doing the law of attraction work and doing the work that I teach is a constant kind of remind yourself, and making sure that we're always going, where is my vibration, and what am I doing to keep up this work? What am I doing to make sure that I'm staying in a vibration? And if I'm not in that vibration, what can I do to get myself there? So this call and the Vibe Club is all set up so that we can meet and we can go through your successes, your challenges. I'll teach you some new things. We're going to go over what we already know, because I know for a fact that the more we hear something, you know, it takes 30 days to create a new habit. So the more we hear the same thing over and over, the more it becomes, you know, into the fiber of our being. So I will be repeating that you've heard all the time, but as you hear it, it is sinking into you, and you're going to be able to apply it deeper and more effectively, more and more and more. So if I say some things that you know, just in your mind say, I know that, I got it. But know that it's not just the knowing, it's the doing of the work. Say yes if you like to do also.
Yes.
Yeah, and the doing needs to be fun. You know, it's not work. I use that word work because it's just the only word we can translate into applying technique. You know, it's really, we're learning a technique. The three-step process is a technique that we need to learn, and then we just apply it over and over. And some people can call that doing the work, but sometimes work has a negative connotation. So just say you're applying the techniques. So the more that you do that, the better results you're going to get, the more your vibration is going to raise, and the more when you get clear about something, the faster it will manifest. And when we are clear, we know this, all of us have gone through all the classes that I have given, or the classes I've given, we know that, you know, the amount of time it takes for something to manifest is dependent on how much we are allowing. And today we're going to talk about allowing more specifically. Then we're going to open up the call, and I want to hear how the law of attraction has been working in your life. Sound good, everyone?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So, and first, you know, I'm going to, you know, share a personal story that I started talking about, because, I mean, if I can't share my stories, and then I don't feel like, you know, I'm not giving you the space to share your stories, but I want you to see that I'm going through the process just like you're going through the process. So I started telling the story before the recording, so I'll tell you now. This relates to the bubble, the vibrational bubble. And actually, let me just ask you, who would like to give a definition or tell what is a vibrational bubble? Who would like to do that? I have your names up here. There's no wrong answer. What's your vibrational bubble? Ruchi, what do you think your vibrational bubble is?
What you're allowing in to your thoughts and words. I don't know. I'm not very articulate tonight.
That's okay. Can anyone else help her? That's right on track. But let's get more specific. What is the vibrational bubble? Del or Jennifer, do you have anything to add to that?
It's what we allow into our world. It's around whether if it's a negative or positive.
Right. Good. Good, good. Okay, I want you to think about the vibrational bubble as the bubble, you know, as around you, and it is, you can write this down. If you've got a piece of paper, I really want you to write some things down when I come up with them. But I want you to think about the vibrational bubble. The vibrational bubble is the space and the energetic level of everything that you are focusing on, that you're focusing on. It's what you're focusing on. And it doesn't matter if we're focusing on it, you know, a lot, or if we're just focusing on it in a positive way or a negative way. If we're focusing on it and we're looking at it, is it in our bubble or out of our bubble, everyone?
In our bubble.
It's in our bubble. So when we know that, when we say, I don't want to be late, what's in our bubble?
Late.
I don't want to get an accident. Guess what you're going to have in your bubble? Accident. And that's right. So coming back to my story, one thing that's been in my bubble for a long time, for literally 12 years, and it's just, you know, it's just, I'm going to come back to what brings me joy and what makes me feel good and what I like. And you might think it's silly, but it's okay with me that you think it's silly. One thing that I have had in my bubble for a long time is the TV show Big Brother. And the TV show Big Brother, for some reason, I love it. I love it, and I've always wanted to be on the show because I think that it's the kind of thing I would be really good at. It would be a lot of fun. It would be a great experience. A lot of different reasons, but it's in my bubble. I watch it. My friends talk about it. We talk about it. I was almost on it 2 years in a row, and, I mean, it's sort of a big deal for me. So I think about Big Brother. I watch it and everything. So last about 3 months ago, I knew I was coming to L.A., and I saw that there was a lottery to get tickets to the live eviction taping, because they have one live show a week where they evict someone from the house. And I said, hey, you know what? Let me put my name on there. I'm going to be in Los Angeles, but who knows when it's going to be. You know, the show is 3 months long. I have no idea. So I just put it in there, and I forgot about it. Whatever. I went to go see the Marie Osmond show, but which was fantastic. It was so fun. And so I forgot all about it. Well, guess what I got today in the mail?
The tickets. I saw it on Facebook tickets.
Yep, I got the tickets to go see the show. And I'm telling you this because, yeah, so it's so funny. Yeah. I've been focusing on, I'm going to be on Big Brother. And guess what? I'm going to be on Big Brother, but not in the form that I wanted, but it's okay. I'm all okay about it. It's going to be fun. And, you know, it's really, so lottery, so not hardly anyone gets tickets. And so I just tell you that is that you, whatever you're focusing on and whatever you're looking at, it will manifest in some form or another, even if you just, and ultimately, we want to go, oh, that's what I like, that's what I want. You sort of focus on it, and you let it go. And that's number three. That's step three, is the allowing, the letting go. We get clear about what we want. I see this show, and I like it. I talk about it. I get friends talk about it. I go audition. I almost get on. I'm whatever. It's in my bubble. But then, at the same time, it's so interesting because I had so much I didn't. I'm using didn't in a very specific term to teach you now, is that I ended up being in 14 people, and they put 12 into the house. So I had a lot of, I didn't let it go. I had a lot of stuff on it. I was like, I want it. I didn't go, okay, it's going to be fine. It's all going to be good. I still had stuff on it. But the difference between the tickets and this, I loved it and everything, I literally was like, it's not like I didn't have any doubt. I just didn't even think about it. I was like, I'm going to let it go. If it comes, it comes. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And it came. So do you see the difference of why possibly I was putting up doubt about, and I had all this, I have to have it. I want to be on the show. And that pushing energy as compared to the energy of, okay, if it happens, it does. If it doesn't, it doesn't. Do you all see and feel the difference in those two different energies?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why, you know, focusing on something really hard and really getting, like getting clear and then really focusing on it and focusing on it and focusing on it, a lot of times it doesn't come. It doesn't come because there's also that other word. The other word, we have doubt. We have doubt. And when we have doubt, it is a block to the manifestation of what we want. And so I'm sure I had doubt about being on the show, but I lowered my doubt very far because I got so far in the process. But I didn't have any doubts about I could get a ticket on the, to sit in the audience. It didn't matter to me. So, it mattered, but it would be fun. So do you see how I let go of my doubt that I could be on the show, but I didn't let go on some level enough doubts that it actually manifested for me. But I got really close, really, 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 really close. And, a doubt might have been, they'll think someone else is a better looking. They'll think somebody else is funnier. They'll think somebody else is whatever. Those are doubts that are blocking my manifestation. Make sense, everyone? Do you see what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Where I had no doubt about I could sit in the audience and have fun. That's fine. So it came.
You could still be on the show.
And exactly. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
I was clear I wanted to be on Big Brother, and guess what? I'm going to be on Big Brother. I'm just going to be in the audience. So I tell you that story because it's a perfect segue into this step three, the allowing part. Now, I'm going to go through sort of quickly, and then we're going to open this. Well, actually, then we're going to open it up to more questions. But from everything that I just said about my manifesting, sitting in the audience, and not manifesting being on the show, do you have any comments or questions about that in relationship to anything, to your life or anything? Anyone want to say anything about it?
Max, I just wanted to be clearer on allowing. So that feeling of allowing is just letting go, is no doubt. That's when you know that you're in the allowing feeling.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
When there's doubt and there's some blockage there, and then you have to figure out, that's what
there is. There is. Now, here's the deal. That's really good. I just want to tell you one thing. That, it's sort of like that feeling when you go, oh, what a relief. It feels possible. It's all good. That feeling when you say things, oh, this is possible. Maybe I could have it. I'm not sure. That's removing doubt and allowing is coming up when you say things like that. Make sense?
Yeah.
But I'm going to go through this analogy of this game that Michael uses in his book. But one thing I want you all to know is that we do not have to remove all doubt to get our manifestation. We don't have to remove all doubts. We have to remove enough doubt so manifestation starts to trickle through. And when the doubt goes down, the allowing goes where?
Up.
The doubt goes down. So you don't have to eliminate all the doubt. You have to eliminate enough doubt so that the allowing and the manifestation can start to creep through, and then it starts to flow through really quickly. Make sense?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So I want to use this analogy because I think it's really great. It's a perfect analogy that Michael Oze uses in the Law of Attraction book. Okay. Does everyone have a piece of paper and a pen?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. All right. On your paper, I want you to, in the middle of the page, I want you to draw a rectangle about maybe about 5 inches high and about 2 inches wide. Okay? So about 5 inches high, 2 inches wide, a rectangle. Okay? All right. So this is all about a game called Kerplunk. Has everyone heard about the game Kerplunk before?
Kerplunk? No.
Kerplunk. Okay. And I know this game, and you might know it once we start to talk about it. Okay. So at the bottom of your rectangle, I want you to make a little now my geometry is coming in. Well, I forget what that's called. It's like a stand for it. Make a stand for it. Forget what that's called. A hydroxylase, testosterone, whatever it's called. So you make a stand. It's almost like a stand of a vase. We all on the same page?
Yeah, my drawing isn't so good. It's funny.
That's okay. That's okay. So the rectangle is a vase, and then you make a little stand sticking out from the bottom that it's sitting on. Okay. All right. So I want you to, about three-quarters of the way up the rectangle, I want you to draw a line straight across.
Sorry, Max, is the base at the wide part of the rectangle or the narrower part?
Say again?
Is the base at the wide part of the rectangular, oh my gosh, or the narrower part?
The base is at the bottom of the rectangle. You just write
I guess I'm saying the short bottom or the long bottom?
Short bottom, long bottom, where are you?
I don't know. I think it's short bottom.
So
the what? You
the
said
rectangle?
It's 5 inches tall and 2 inches wide, right? So
yes, exactly. So on the 2 inches wide that are on the bottom, Ruchi?
Okay, that's what I mean. I have perceptual issues, so I do it backwards.
It's all good. So the bottom part, you just make a little stand, like it's like a vase standing up there. Okay?
Yep.
And then about three-quarters of the way up, I want you to just draw a line across. So it looks like it's a glass three-quarters of the way filled. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want you to take lines and draw them all the way through from one side of the glass to the other side, maybe 10 of them going all the way through the glass. So you do one from the left to the right, and then do them crisscrossing. So one's going left, one was right, till you have a whole bunch of lines, 10 lines, that are intersecting in the middle of this glass. So it'll look like there's a whole bunch of chopsticks in the middle of this glass, but sticking out of the sides. Got it?
Yes.
So, I mean, just you'll get the idea when I talk about it. So, in this game, this is a game called Kerplunk, and there's a cylinder, a plastic cylinder, like you drew, and then in the cylinder are all these holes, and there's all of these pickup sticks. You know what pickup sticks are, everyone?
Yes.
The pickup sticks go through the middle of the glass because there's a whole bunch of holes there. So you stick a whole bunch of sticks in there, in the holes. So that's what we're drawing. You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
Somewhat. Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty much. Pretty much. That's okay. So in the top part of the glass, I want you to draw a whole bunch of circles, like six or like 10 different circles. These are marbles that are sitting on top of all of these pickup sticks.
So on top, draw a circle?
You draw 10 circles in the glass, but
in the glass.
Above that line. Yeah, above in the glass, but above the line.
Above the line that I originally first did.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you should have, so it should look like from the top to the bottom, it's a rectangle, circles, like 10 circles, and then there's a line, and then there's a whole bunch of, you can do as many as you want, sticks just sort of going in underneath the circles. You got it, everyone? We're on the same page?
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, I want you down below the base, underneath, outside of this, I want you to make three different circles, three marbles on the floor, basically. Just draw three marbles. Okay. Now, the object of Kerplunk is, what do you think, if there's marbles on the top and there's all of these pickup sticks, what do you think the object of this game might be?
Remove the sticks without dropping the marbles?
Ah, exactly. Exactly. To keep removing the sticks until, and keep as many up as possible, and then the marbles start falling down. Okay? Now, this is very visual, but it's really good. When we decide anything, let's just say we decide I want a partner. I want to have a partner in my life. Okay? So, we say, I would like a partner that's loving. Okay? So one of these marbles says loving. And then we say, I want a partner that has a job. One of the marbles says job. Then one of the marbles says has a sense of humor. One of the marbles says all the different things in our clarity list. You follow me, everyone?
Yes. Yeah.
So your clarity list is up here. You get real clear. And then we go, let me just look at the marbles, look at the marbles, look at the marbles. But they don't see the three marbles on the bottom? Those are what's manifesting in the world. These other ones are sitting up here. The sticks are our doubts. The sticks are holding the marbles in place. So if I have a belief that there's very few really loving men, then that stick is going to keep the marbles up. Does it make sense?
Yeah.
When we remove the doubt or that belief and you go, oh, I actually saw a really loving man today. He wasn't exactly right, but it changed. When you look at the evidence, you go, oh, I see the guy. I see that there is a loving man. And it's like pulling one of these out. And then the marble gets closer to the bottom because the marbles on the bottom are what's manifesting. So you say, oh, wait a second, I see a loving guy. And that belief changes. So your doubt, does your doubt go up or go down?
Down.
It goes down. So that marble, and then there's another belief that says I can only have guys that look a certain way. And then you see a guy that looks a certain way, that looks different, that shows interest in you, you go, oh, wait a second. I actually can have another guy that looks a certain way, whatever. And then your belief, your doubt goes down, your allowing goes up. Another one of these pixie sticks gets taken out. And then when that goes down, you start to manifest those things into your life. It starts to fall. The things start to manifest when we pull out this, I'm not good enough, I'm not whatever enough, or only certain people get to have those kinds of jobs. These are the beliefs that create our doubts that we need to remove. And we will remove them. That creates a sort of a floodgate of things manifesting in the world because our beliefs are just our thoughts we're saying over and over and over. So the belief that we can't have something is a doubt. And if we change that belief, our doubt will go down and we'll remove the stick and these things, these marbles will start to fall into manifestation. They will go from an idea, they will go from I'm focusing, to actually manifesting in the world. And that is all about what allowing is about. And the way that we allow is we eliminate or we start to tone down our doubts. Now, like I said before, if the game is about getting the marbles to fall, or getting them to fall, and so if I remove enough of these and I end up having 30, 25 things down here, but there's four still up, four marbles still above the stick, am I manifesting? Am I making something happen in the real world, even though I still have some doubts?
Yes.
So we listen to this. We don't have to, and I'm saying it for a very specific reason. We do not have to get rid of all of our doubts. We just have to get rid of enough of our doubts that we start to see more evidence. And when we see more evidence, the doubt will start to go down. And that's when things start to come faster and start to come quicker. Does that make sense, everyone?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you see how I'm talking about how the doubts are connected to our limiting belief. Like, I'd like to, like, for example, I'd like to be on, let's just take this thing. I'd really love to be on Big Brother, but I'm going to be 50. I'm not sure if they're going to see that doubt. That's a belief, and it's a doubt sort of similarly. So we want to heal that doubt, that belief, so that we can allow it to go so the flow can come through. So whatever it is, like, I'd like to start my own business, but I don't have enough money. Or I really would like to lose 10 pounds. I'll never do it because my family is all overweight. That's a belief that we have, and that belief affirms our doubt. And we have to change that belief so that we can allow more. And when we change that belief, that's everything. It's everything. When you shift, it's what I talk about in The Course in Miracles, you shift your perception and your whole life changes. It's your perception, and your perception is based on your beliefs. So it's this thought that you're saying over and over and over and over and over in your head that's saying, okay, I really want this guy. I really want to have a man, but I'm going to be 50. We have to eliminate those things before we can start to have a slow and slow and slow. And the way that we can identify what a limiting belief is, and I want you all to write this down. The way you can identify what a limiting, I can identify it for you because I will listen to you and I'll go, limiting belief, ding, blink, because I'm trained and I know. But one of the things I want you, I've said it a few times, is if you ever say, I really want to have, I'll stay with this partner thing. I really, really want a partner. But I might be, every time you say but, after that, that's your limiting belief. But there's not very many straight men in this city. But I'm not around enough guys to date. So anything after but is a limiting belief that we want to start to change, and I'm going to show you how to change that in a second. Or anything after the word because. So the example that I gave about I really want a slender body. And you can use but and because in one. But I really don't think I'm going to be able to do that because all the women in my family for four generations back are overweight. You see how that's a limiting belief, everyone?
Yeah.
Okay. This is the core of the work. This is the core of the work that we do here. To identify what your limiting belief is, because when you identify what your limiting belief is, you will go, oh, that's the block. That's why the guy is not coming. That's why the job's not happening. That's why I'm not in Big Brother. Because I have a limiting belief. If we start to remove those limiting beliefs, okay? So there are a few tools to help us to remove our limiting beliefs, okay? Would you like to hear them?
Yeah.
before I go on to about removing our limiting belief, I've been talking for a while. Do you have any comments or questions about the Kerplunk game and allowing things to come through and removing your doubt? Or observations about how this, because I know, I can feel you, you're reflecting back on, oh, that's why that happened in my life or whatever. Who would like to make a comment? Who would like to make a comment or share what they're reflecting on as far as the limiting beliefs and allowing?
I've noticed it just with the whole celebrating your matches or your, you know, things that match your on your clarity list. And I've realized probably in the past that I probably, you know, like if, when it comes to like dating or something, say, oh, this guy was great, but. And now when you just say, you know, the limiting belief, I'm like, wow, I realized in the past when I would talk to my friends about it, I would say a lot of buts. Driving. Yeah.
Okay, good. That's good. Nice. Thank you, Ruchi. That's true. And I want you to be, also to be clear, you know, you might, the but, especially when we're talking about our process, when we talk about other people, like, well, they were this and this, but they were, you might, just so you know, in that case, you might have been clarifying what wasn't a match.
Okay.
And that's okay. That's okay. Just don't focus on it for very long.
Right.
Just don't focus on it for very long. So in your case, Ruchi, that could, do you see how that could be like you were just clarifying, like, he was nice, but these things, you were just clarifying not a match, maybe. Am I right?
Okay, yeah, I can see that. I guess I'm trying to limit even the bus and just really just focus on the...
Right. A limiting belief usually is about, is usually some kind of statement that it's like the thing that's going to keep you from getting the thing. So it's like you might say, he was, this guy was really good, but, you know, there's not that many good guys in New York. Do you know what I'm saying? That's
yeah,
a limiting belief.
Okay. No, that clears it up a little bit better.
Were you saying those kind of things, or were you saying, like, he was okay, but he smoked?
I think I was saying those things, but I was probably thinking the first thing.
Oh, see, you're under.
You know what I mean? Like, I think it was, like, reinforcing.
Yeah.
Does
mm-hmm,
that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes, for sure. You know, that's one
yeah.
of the reasons why people work with someone like me, because I can help to find their limiting belief and go, ah, limiting belief, please, ding, 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 ding.
Right.
That's not true. So, good. Thank you for sharing that. Anyone else want to say anything before I give these really good ways to start to eliminate a limiting belief?
For me, Max, I haven't been in a relationship in a long time because I think I have a limiting belief that, well, there's probably a few of the limiting beliefs that, you know, I don't want to be in a relationship because he won't love me because my family's so dysfunctional. So then I just opt to even date. Why even waste time?
Right,
although I haven't
you know,
met anybody, but I have a little bit. That's a limiting belief, I think, for me and a few other things in there added.
Right.
It's gotten, you know, better, much better.
Okay. You know what? Jennifer, can I use you as a guinea pig to go through this process with?
Okay.
No, it's perfect. Okay. So this is what we would do. What you stated was you have a belief that you're probably not going to find a guy because he wouldn't. Well, how did you say it about your family?
Because he wouldn't. My family's dysfunctional, and then he would, you know, judge me how because of my family, he'll judge me and act different towards me.
Okay. Now I'm gonna.
That
everyone listen
sense.
To what I'm. Okay, so you're gonna be my guinea pig. Everyone listen to what I'm gonna do. Okay. So Jennifer, do you think that there's anyone currently that has a partner that has a partner that likes them, and even though they have a dysfunctional family?
Yes.
Okay. So how many people do you think have partners that love them even though they have a dysfunctional family? How many people?
A lot. A lot.
100? 500? Millions? Yeah.
Millions. Yeah, a million.
Right? That's right. So there's a lot of people that have a partner that has a dysfunctional family, and they still have a good relationship, and it's productive, and it's a good partnership, right?
Yes.
Right. So you could even say there's probably, and you did say, there's probably millions of people like that, right?
Yes.
So when I say to you, when we look at it that way and go, oh, there probably is a million people that have found a guy even though they have a dysfunctional family. What does that do for your vibration?
That will raise it.
Yeah, it raises your vibration. What does it do about your doubt?
It would lessen it.
It lessens it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It lessens it. So what we want to do is we want our doubt to go down. And when the doubt goes down, what goes up, everyone? Our doubt goes down, our
allowing
goes up. Our allowing goes up. So this is the process. Everyone get what I just did with Jennifer is what I, as soon as you come up to a limiting belief, I want you to ask yourself basically these, the first thing you're going to ask yourself, get your pens ready, everyone?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You're going to go, oh, I have a limiting belief that I can never have a partner, whatever. So the first thing you're going to do is you're going to start asking yourself, is there anyone in the world currently doing that thing? For instance, with the weight thing, you would say, I'm never going to lose weight because my father was heavy, my mother is heavy, da, 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 because. And then you say, wait a second. Is there anyone in the world who has a different body type than their parents? And you, of course, the answer would be like, yes. And then you'd be like, well, is there one person? Is there two people? And then you say, maybe there's hundreds. Maybe there's millions of people. And as soon as you do that, you shift your vibration. Because it goes from say again?
I said it sounds so simple.
I know. And it is. Because what it does, it takes you from this is impossible to this is what? To it is?
Possible.
Possible.
Yeah. And we want to dwell in the realm of possibility. So you ask, first of all, you go, here's my limiting belief. I'm too old to be on Big Brother, okay? And then, for me, that's my limiting belief, whatever. And then I go, okay, well, how many people have been on Big Brother over, 15 years? There's been, probably 250 people. How many people were over 40 on Big Brother? At least 35, 45 of those people were over 40. So I go, oh, you know what? This isn't totally true for me, but I'm just saying. Then I go, oh, wait a second. You know what? That's silly. That's just in my mind. Because ultimately we're creating these beliefs in our mind around fear that isn't really real. And you go, look, there's millions. If you have a belief that you are, you've past your time and, how many 89-year-old people get married and live happily ever after. All you have to do is go on the internet and go, I wonder if there is. And you will start to find evidence. This is all about finding evidence. And then you will start to shift your limiting beliefs. So the first thing you do is you ask yourself, is there anyone doing it? And then you say, okay, well, how many people are doing it? And how long have they been doing it? If anyone's done it, you can do it too. You can achieve it. You can attract it to you. You can attract it to you. It's like those things about, I'm too fat. I don't have enough education. I don't have the right degree. That goes on and on and on and on and on. But you can find evidence of many, many people that have gone beyond those things and had a very successful whatever it is that you want to do. Okay? So you ask yourself, is there anyone doing it? If there is, how many people? How many times? You can even go into, like, how many times last week do I think that possibly a partner got together whose family was dysfunctional and they still got together? Probably in the whole world, probably at least 500. You know what I mean? So ask yourself how many people this week, this month, this year. Okay? And the third part is to write the allowing statement. and you say, okay, you know what? Thousands and thousands of people around the world every single day fall in love even though one of the partners has a dysfunctional family. There are millions and millions of people on this planet that are falling in love and having partners even though they have a dysfunctional family. That would be an allowing statement. So that's how we start to remove these pickup sticks from the vase, and then these things start to fall, and we start to allow them to come in. They start to manifest. Do you understand the process about the limiting belief and what to do, everyone? One of the things?
Yes.
Okay. Good. Awesome. So that's our lesson for tonight, is about understanding. It is about, you don't have to remove all your doubt. You just have to remove enough of the doubt, and you have to look at your limiting beliefs, because your limiting belief is connected to the doubt. And if you start to remove that limiting belief, your doubt will go down, your allowing will go down, and little things will start to manifest in your life. Bam, bam, bam. Because it's like I say, we don't have any issue about having toilet paper in our house or Kleenex. We don't have any doubt about that. Oh my God, I don't deserve toilet paper. I don't make enough money for that. And only good people get toilet paper. And no, whatever it is. We have no doubt about it. There's no pickup sticks with toilet paper. So when we start to remove all those things, it'll be just like the toilet paper. You just go, of course I'm going to be on Big Brother. Of course I'm going to have the partner. Of course that's going to happen, because that's what I am, and it's all good. But we only can get to that place until we see the limiting belief and we start to remove it. We do that by going, there's so many people in the world. It's just one technique. There's a lot of techniques. There's so many people in the world that are doing that. It's just, in a way, it's just silly for me to even think that that's a block. And once you do that, you shift from a negative vibration to a positive vibration. Alrighty.
Now I'm going to notice a lot of limiting beliefs I have.
Yeah.
And a lot of people around, you can listen, I'm like thinking today, who has limiting beliefs? Oh, she's just like her father. Oh, she's just like her mother. You know, like that's a limiting belief too.
Yeah.
But, well, it's on somebody else's part, but not your own, but
mm-hmm.
not making any sense.
Do you all remember in the class that I talk about the main thing, the most important thing, besides allowing, the most important thing is to clean up your negative vibrations?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what we're talking about here. The most important thing is we clean up negative vibrations. And that's what so many people that work with the law of attraction, which I really want you to get, is that manifesting in the world and getting, you know, what we want and feeling that joy and that love and that peace because of those things is about removing these beliefs, these negative vibrations. Because you can keep focusing on the thing, you keep focusing, and it might happen, but it's still not going to be permanent because you haven't removed your doubt. Because if the doubt comes back, it will go away and immediately. You go, well, see, it's gone because I knew I didn't deserve that $1 million. I knew it. I, you know, only certain people get to be millionaires. That's a limiting belief. And good, Jennifer, and good, and you know what, everyone else on the call, I want you to be the people that are looking out in the world and saying, like, look at their limiting belief. Look at that limiting belief. Look at my limiting belief. Because that's going to make you really aware of, like, we're holding ourselves back so much. And then you have a choice. Then you can have a choice. Because if you don't know you have a limiting belief, you can't make a choice to not have it anymore. And it's just a thought that you're thinking over and over and over. Okay, we're going to open it up. We're going to open up the call to anything that you want. I am yours for whatever you want, for successes, for questions, for challenges that you've had with working with the law of attraction in the last month since we talked, or whenever. So, who would like to be first? who would like to be second? Everything's going hunky-dory, and it's all perfect for everyone. Okay, we're going to talk about this. Everyone, let's go around, and let's all say one thing that, in terms of law of attraction, that seems to be working really pretty well for them. It could be the clarity of contrast. It could be the allowing. It could be the desire statement or anything around the law of attraction that seems to be working for them. I'll ask the question. I've already shared a lot, so I'm not sharing anymore. You know enough about me. I'm not going to start talking about Marie Osmond because everyone's going to hang up. So who would like to share something that's working?
For me, the clarity through contrast, it works well for me. I do it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I write down a lot. Almost every day I write something of what I want, or how I want my day to be. Actually, every morning I write how I want my work day to be, and it's pretty much on point for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
It really truly is.
Good. You've really mastered
And actually, that. My whole work environment is getting better, like the relationship with one of my bosses. It's getting better. It's getting more fun, and I look forward to even talking to him sometimes.
Wow. And you attribute that mostly to getting clear about what you want?
Definitely. Absolutely.
That's great. We'll keep doing that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That works for me, you know, for work in the day, you know. When I went to Italy, I wrote down everything that I wanted my trip to be, and it was everything I wanted to be plus more.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. We haven't even talked about that yet, but, yeah, that's amazing. And everyone, I want everyone on the call and everyone listening to take a note from Jennifer and what she's saying, really. And I work with her, so I know. She did prepaving. The idea of prepaving is something she is mastering, and I want you all to master it too. She decides, this is what I want today. This is what I want in Italy. This is the kind of dress I want. This is the kind of food I want. This is the experience on the bus I want. This is the experience with that person I want. This is the, and it goes on and on and on. Right, Jennifer?
Yes, that's exactly what I did. Mm-hmm. And everything was beautiful. I had the best time.
Yeah. And you're right. And you're right. It all comes to be. I wrote a blog about this with the family the other day, if anyone read it.
Yeah, that
and
was great.
Thanks. And it's very true. You decide what you're going to experience, and you will experience it. And if you don't get it exactly, you will get closer to it, and your vibration will be towards what you want. So this idea of pre-paving anything, everything, by using a clarity through contrast list is powerful, powerful, powerful. Love it. Okay.
Matt, is it okay? Like at some point I just write what I want. I don't even write what I don't want. Sometimes.
Yeah, I think that's okay because you're really good. I still would make sure that Remember the tenet of this work. The tenet of this work is that contrast is our friend. Contrast is our friend.
Right.
So
we
want to make sure we see it, because even though we think we know what we want, when we look at what we don't want, we get better things. We get clearer. So, I mean, do what feels right, but make sure that you're like, okay, I'm not just going to keep always doing what I want. Let's look at what I don't want. A little bit. It'll help you to birth. The contrast births the clarity. It's our friend. Okay? All right. Who else would like to talk about something that's working with them for law of attraction? An incident, an idea, a concept?
I had a good lesson, I guess, with the law of attraction in terms of allowing.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of a job, I've been thinking probably for a couple of years now, just, you know, about my future in terms of career prospects and changing and things like that. And I had an idea of what my ideal job was,
mm-hmm.
just didn't, you know, come across it in any job searches or anything. And just probably a month ago, one of my old coworkers, she let me know about a job that's available at her company, and just things have just been flowing, and I interviewed, and I find out this Friday if I get it or not. And it's not, you know, everything. You know, I didn't do the clarity contrast list, which is something I probably could be doing more of. So there are definitely parts of the job that I'm not 100% sure about, but for the most part I am. It's closer to what I want. And it was just a good lesson in allowing, in the sense that I wasn't overthinking about it, kind of thing.
Wow.
Put it out there and then let it go. It was a really good lesson because it just came out of the blue, but I have been thinking about it here or there or mentioning it here or there to people.
Remember, out of the blue, if we say
out of
the blue, it's like saying that's a law of attraction. That's all. Nothing comes out of the blue. We only get what we're vibrating. So you were vibrating and you got it, which is awesome.
I guess I was vibrating without realizing I was vibrating.
Does that make sense?
I mean,
it does.
In terms of allowing.
But you were aware that you were talking about it.
Yes. I think with like some of my other goals, and we've talked about this before, I've been too aware of it.
Yeah.
You know, so this is a good reminder of like, okay, step back a little bit.
Good. Very good for you.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Because if you just say it to a couple people, you're giving it attention, you know, that's it. You're vibrating it. You go, I want to go to Hawaii. You're vibrating it.
Right.
I want that job. I'm looking for a job. You're vibrating it. Okay? And don't overthink it and don't, you know, most of us, you know, I'm using don't in a very specific term here, is that we'll try to really step back from getting too intense about anything because it makes the energy heavy. So good for you.
Yeah. That's so this was a good lesson in that.
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yay. Now I would say, Ruchi, is that now – and it's okay. There's a million different jobs in the world. Don't be like, oh, I got to get this one. Take this as evidence that you can attract things that are closer to you, that are a match, or that are going to bring you out of the situation you're in. That's good. That's great evidence. Now, I really would encourage you to really do the contrast and clarity about what job you don't want, because then you're going to vibrate. You vibrated, I'm looking for another thing, and it came, but it was very unpleasant.
I love that.
Now you can start to go, oh, ride that wave about job right now. Ride the wave of that energy and going, oh, jobs are in my bubble. Jobs are coming. Look, they're coming out of the blue. I'm vibrating it. So why not get real specific right now?
Right. Okay. I have one question about that because I am I've basically decided I'm going to take the position if it's offered. But just in a sense, like the one area that I did have some doubts about whether I would like or not, I guess my question is, like, when do you know, like, okay, you're still in the right direction, so just go with it kind of thing, versus, like, it's not a big factor, but it is something that concerns me a little bit. It's basically I'd be traveling a lot more, not fancy fun traveling, but just within the boroughs. Yeah, I wish it was fancy fun. But and it's not guaranteed I will be. It's just,
Okay. This is one of the reasons why we do contrast and clarity. So that you know, you will have it in your list somewhere, like, that's not a match, or that is a match, or whatever. Now, the really hard line answer to this, Ruchi, is that we only do math. So if it's not on your list, you don't do it. Okay?
Okay.
That's the hard line answer. So if you did let's just pretend that you did a list of your ideal job, and just ask you right now, is traveling sounds to me like it's contrast for you. Is that right?
Right. My ideal job would be more in an office than going to home. It's in home care, so yeah. Home care wasn't a contrast, though. It just was something that I never considered.
Well, if you had made a contrast list, let's just check this out. You would, a contrast list, you would have put I don't want to travel. I want a stable environment, a consistent, stable environment. Correct?
Right.
Right.
Well,
so it's not a
right.
So that aspect is not a match for you. So.
Right.
Right? That's true. So if you want to stick with what makes you feel good and makes you feel right,
mm-hmm.
then you only do matches. So you would say,
right.
would talk to them and say, wait a second, I need to know the extent to which this traveling is. It's one of the things that's making me go, I'm not sure. And have enough
right.
strength. I would, if I was your coach, I'd be like, have enough strength to know if you only do matches, the right thing will come with all of the things and you won't have to travel because you don't like that.
Right.
So I would say you get really clear. I need to know what this is. And you check in with your gut and say, that's too much travel.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't feel right to me.
Right.
Even though it's a different job and you want a different job, know that the universe and everything is set up. It's all setting up that perfect job for you, but you got to get clear about it so that it can all set up perfectly for you. It just hears right now you want a different job, and it's sort of in this area, and you sort of got that. A different job in sort of that area.
Right. Yeah, right. I guess my other thought is that this job could lead to other opportunities.
Okay. Well,
that would be not.
That's part of your clarity list. So you would be like,
you're
okay,
right.
I'm looking for a job that gives me room to move up and gives me other opportunities. And that's
okay.
something that – is that true in this job? Do you know that right now? Or is it –
yes, because
–
yeah, because there are positions within this company that are much closer to the match, like without the traveling part basically. So, I mean, I would only really get those – if I was within the company already. So this would be my foot in the door kind of thing.
Okay. So
you know what I mean?
Back.
So even though that's, I guess my thing with clarity contrast list is like prioritizing, like there's lots of things that are not, could be not matches, but how important not matches are there? Does that make sense?
It does.
Or is it really? Yeah.
I get what you're saying, but we want to make sure that we're always, we're holding ourselves to the highest vibration and saying,
okay.
you know what? There is a job that has every single thing that I want. There is, because
right.
there is people
right.
that are doing what you want, correct?
Right, yes. Yeah.
So you want to go, okay, in that list, you know, the list can go on and on and on and on and on. It's a living document. You're going to get more clear, and you're going to shift it around.
Right.
So you can get more clear about it, and it can be a living document, and you can always change. Oh, that didn't feel right.
Right.
That didn't feel right. You look at the jobs that you had before and look at all the
right.
things that you, the job you have now or before, and look at all the things that worked and things that didn't work. And that's your list
okay.
for your perfect job.
Okay, cool.
And you can, I just want to address this before we wrap up, that what you're saying is very common as far as, well, what are the things that I sort of give in on a little bit and what are the things I don't? And
right.
that's sort of what you're saying, correct?
Yes.
Your feelings are your vibrational meter reader. So
mm-hmm.
you always go back to how you feel and go, oh, that is really, that is a no. For sure, that's a no.
Okay.
But this feels like I could deal with that. You know what?
Right.
If I go out once a month,
right.
But if it's every other day, that's a deal breaker. No, doesn't feel right. So go
right.
back to your feelings with everything. Just go back to your feelings. And it will tell you and have the courage to follow your feelings. Because you're feeling like
okay.
you think, this is this. But on the outside, it would seem like it's perfect, but your feeling goes, I don't want that. And so
right.
have the courage to follow your feelings. Okay?
Thank you. Yep.
Hope that helped.
That helped a lot. Thank you so much.
Good. Anyone else have anything to say? Del, did you want to say anything about what's working or questions about law of attraction?
Basically, what works for me is the clarity through contrast. I've used it a few times. Seems to work. You know, got to iron it. Got to do it once or twice, but learning.
Yeah. Well, I encourage you to use it more. I encourage you to use it more and more. And just like what we were talking about earlier, it's like, you will tend to, once you get good at this, and some people, understand what I'm saying, once you get good at it, you start to be able to do it in your head. But I don't want you to do that now. I want you to do it more like, I'm going to meet my family. That thing I talked about, my family. I'm going to meet my family today, and I really want it to be this way. I don't want it to be this way. I want it to be this way. I'm taking a drive today, and I don't want it to be this way. I want it to be this way. I have a meeting today. I don't want it to be this way. I want it to be this way. And do it with, a meeting you have, your time at home, whatever it is. Start to apply these things, because the more you do, it'll make you feel like you really, it will get you back in touch with your own power, that you actually are creating everything that you're living, and being a deliberate creator, not a random creator or manifest. Okay?
Okay.
Good for you. Yay. All right. So we're going to wrap up, and I would like to hear of all of the allowing statements and the limiting beliefs and all the things that we talk, I'm gonna go around and each of us to say one thing that we will do differently that we got from the call today, differently moving forward. Who would like to go third? What's one thing that you'd like to do differently than from today?
I'm going to notice more for sure when I say, and if I can't do something, it's because and but. I was definitely going to try and notice my limiting beliefs more, because I know that I have some.
Awesome. Great. Thank you. Dal or Ruchi?
Same thing, the limiting beliefs, and I'll use your little picture game to visualize that. I think that'll help to reinforce it.
Good.
Awesome. Watching the marble fall.
And I also want to tell you all, this is, I'm trained by Michael, and he's got this great book, and it's just the same thing. So if you don't have Michael Ogier's Law of Attraction book, it's in that book too. So, Del, what are you going to do differently?
To be more aware and to eliminate any doubts, if I have any, and to choose my words.
Okay.
And especially if there's a but with it.
The but.
Don't not know, but because.
Yeah.
I don't even want to speak. I'll just write,
God.
I know.
It's all
no.
good.
It's all good. It's all good. Okay, everyone. Thank you so much. And I will let you know that because our next Vibe Club call will be September 18th. And if you want to, I can't force you. I'd encourage you to use the Facebook groups. And because I love using it and seeing you all on there or anywhere on Facebook is fine. All right. High vibes, everyone, and have a wonderful night.
You too. Enjoy the rest of your trip.
I will. I'll talk to y'all later.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Night.
Bye.